does have it all. All of our pre-owned vehicles are Hubler Q certified, which include a 128-point vehicle inspection, a free Carfax vehicle history report, and two warranties. A two-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, and a 30-day, 1,000-mile comprehensive warranty. Visit any of our 13 locations today, or click drivehubler.com. Hubler has it all.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. I'm Bob Lovell. It's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Glad you could join us. Let's start out by telling you Merry Christmas. Hope your holidays are going to go well and hope Christmas goes well for you, too. Happy Hanukkah, one. Happy Kwanzaa. It's about basketball tonight. We're glad you're here. The star of our show, not me, it's the man himself, Network Indiana's Brendan King.
Coach, what's going on? It's great to be with you and Brad Huber, our final show before Christmas. And, Coach, with the last week or so we've had in sports, let's talk about a W. That's the number 18 Indiana Hoosiers beating Kennesaw State tonight inside Assembly Hall. The Hoosiers wrap up the non-conference slate with a record of 10-3. They remain perfect at home. It's a final of 69-55. Tamar Bates, the leading scorer for Indiana with 19. Trace Jackson Davis did not play. How about the freshman Jalen Hood-Schifino stepping up with a season and career high of 18? Race Thompson had 14 rebounds. Good night for Mike Woodson's crew. Now a break for Christmas. They'll open the rest of the Big Ten slate at Iowa at the start of January. In the NBA right now, the Indiana Pacers clashing with the Miami Heat in South Florida. Miami leading 67-63. A couple of minutes into the third quarter there. The Pacers, of course, started this road trip with a W against the Boston Celtics. Big night of IST on the way next.
Welcome back to Indiana Sports Talk. Glad you could join us. It's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network Driven, the number 2, SaveLives.org. Brendan King, Merry Christmas, my brother.
Merry Christmas, Coach. It feels like Christmas, doesn't it? After what happened yesterday?
Yeah. It feels like we're at the North Pole.
That's what I'm saying.
Or South. It's chilly. My wife and I live in an old farmhouse in Franklin, and old house. It was built in the 1890s. Is that old enough for you? And so when you have a house like that, we've had the windows, doors, we've done all that stuff, but it's chilly. And so we're hunkering down like everyone else and trying to stay warm. But it's a challenge. And, you know, when you're this age, too, it's you don't want to get cold, brother. You're trying to stay as warm as you can. So you have plans. Are you headed back to Chicago on Christmas?
Yeah, Coach, heading back home tomorrow, get some time with the family, and we are able to split things up. We do Christmas Eve on my dad's side, and I have a lot of older cousins who are now having kids, so we bring Santa Claus in, and Santa gives all the kids their first present, which was a fun tradition I got to participate in when I was little, and then now my cousin's kids get to do the same thing, which is fun. But Saturday, or Sunday, that is, we do Christmas Day on my mom's side. Those are the Italians, so you get some good food, you get some pasta in you, and that's always a fun way to celebrate Christmas.
Well, we are going to make the trek to our daughter and son-in-law's condo on the northeast side of Indy. You know, they live in Naples, but still maintain a condo here in town for these types of things. Number one, and number two, it gives Jack an anchor. That kind of stuff. So we're there actually Sunday. We're going up Christmas Day for that. And I was telling Brad off air, I'm in my family. My parents and brother are all and so you know, it's difficult. My wife's siblings, three of her siblings are still living, and so they've been my family since I was 18, for heaven's sakes. And so we'll spend time with them We spent some time with them last Sunday. So we're there, ready to go, and hope you got all your presents done, everything good. Do you have an extensive list of people for whom to buy?
Well, we have a lot of aunts and uncles and cousins, Coach, but I think I took care of business. I'm ready to roll. I always like to get things started a little bit early.
Good.
But obviously, things have been a little bit busy as of late, hosted on our flagship stations, the Fan here in Indy, from noon to 3 every day. So I've kind of had to realign the schedule and the normal routine. But I was able to hit the mall over the last month or so, and we're all set for this weekend.
My wife and I have gotten to a point where literally, there is nothing we need other than better health, okay, for both of us. We both need our health to improve. I think you understand that.
I do.
And secondly, you know, do I need another Tommy Bahama shirt?
Of course you. Well, hold on a minute. The answer to that question is, of course.
You know what? Yeah, it is. But for a while, my daughter would call and say, so what do you want for your birthday? And I finally got to a point, I said, look, when it comes time for gifts for your father, I have two words for you. And she goes, let me guess, Tommy Bahama. And I said, winner, winner, chicken dinner. All you got to get me something from there, I'll be fine. And so now I've reached that saturation point where I bought mine and all that stuff. So, you know, my wife and I, we go to Keystone at the Crossing. We've done it for 100 years. We'll go walking. We'll go where she wants to go, stop by where I want to go, give each other ideas, and then just say, I'll see you in an hour, and here's some money. See you in an hour. Come back. And so you kind of have an idea of, you know, getting something you might have been involved in. But I know that's probably cheapens the experience, but that works for us. And so we don't need much. We don't want much, for heaven's sakes. Just a little better health, a little warmer weather. All right, you're busy tonight, are you not?
We are busy, Coach. Good IU win, Pacers in Miami, a little Colts preview. So should be a fun weekend.
He's not Mark Minner. We're going to talk to Mark Minner in just a few minutes. He's Brendan King, and he's pretty good at what he does. Brendan King, Brad Huber, the A-team back in action. This is Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. Welcome back. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk. All right, so tomorrow is Christmas Eve. Okay? So we are off tomorrow night. Correct, fellas? So we're off. Brad, we're off tomorrow night. Is that right? Off tomorrow night. And then we're back next Friday. And then we'll be off on the Saturday. So these two Saturdays, we're off. We're on Fridays, off on Saturdays. Just a programming note. Brad Huber in with Brendan King. Now, Brad Huber, Ball State alumnus, very excited. Your basketball team, good solid win earlier in the week. They've won 4 in a row now. How about your Cardinals?
Yeah, they've been playing very good basketball, Coach. Their 4th straight win, they came from 14 down to beat Georgia Southern at Worthen Arena back on Wednesday night to head into the Christmas holidays. So getting things going on the right track, and really they've been in every game they played this year. There has not been one game where they've been just outplayed. They've been in every game this year. They'll have Chicago State coming up next week before they head into Mid-American Conference play. But a lot of momentum now headed towards the Ball State basketball team. And they've been scoring a lot better already this year than they had under James Whitford the last few years.
Well, Coach Lewis, one of our favorites, obviously. And we hope that I think he'll do very, very well. I think they're going to win a lot of games, and certainly hope that they do. All right, Brendan King, we let Brad brag about his alma mater. Your Bulldogs, tough loss at Creighton, and Big East play hasn't been easy for them right now. We're going to talk with Mark Minner about the Dogs a little bit later on in this show, but it is trying to figure out new faces, new people, and other things in a league as difficult as the Big East is not easy.
Yeah, Coach, I think there's just a certain toughness that you got to bring to the table when you play in Big East games. And, of course, the schedule the schedule is the schedule, Coach. And as a former schedule maker, in part, you know that very well, that the schedule is the schedule. But, look, I mean, it's not going to do you any favors when you open with UConn and Creighton on the Big East side, but that's the league, Coach. And that's a lot of the leagues in this country that you see. There's usually not an off night you're playing in a good college basketball league. So, again, I expect things to get better for Thad Matta's team once everybody gels in. I mean, Ali Ali just getting his first few minutes of the year. Jalen Thomas, of course, had a legit medical condition that he was dealing with. So there's room to improve, Coach. And you just hope that someday soon these guys can gel after the Christmas break and start playing good basketball. So I look forward to it.
I would tell you, having coached for 22 years and spent 7 years running basketball in the Horizon League, at the Division I level, the stats are pretty stark. The home team wins conference play 70% of the time. So when people tell you it's hard to win on the road, it's hard to. The stats back it up, and it's much higher in non-conference with the win because a non-conference you're hiring your own officials and stuff like that. But it's hard to win games on the road in college basketball. It's extremely difficult to do, and so I'm not making excuses. I'm just telling you what the numbers are. That's just how it goes. All right, Brendan King. 1 minute left here. You and I, when we come back after your scoreboard update, we're talking about the Colts. They've got a game coming up Monday night. They play Monday. So we got to talk a little bit about that. Matt Taylor will join us a little bit later on, too, talking about the Colts. Brendan King, I forgot to send you my favorite colors and my sizes. you're okay not to get me anything.
I'll get you a New Year's gift. How about
because
that?
Because it's my
New Year's gift.
It's my fault. No, it's my. Well, I'm fine with it, but I just somehow inadvertently forgot to send you that very important information. Coming up, the aforementioned Brendan King will be with us for a scoreboard update on Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk.
Coach, I tell you what, just pick up a couple XL short sleeve shirts from Tommy Bahama, and we will call it even. I will do that for you the next time. I'm in Naples. Indiana Pacers right now in Miami, South Florida, big game against the Heat. If you would have said in September that the day or the game before Christmas, the Pacers and the Heat would have the same record, I'm not sure a lot of people would have believed you. But both the Pacers and the Heat are 16-16. Pacers are up 81-78 with 30 seconds to play in the third quarter. If the Pacers can hold on tonight, that would mark back-to-back road wins versus Boston and Miami. Pacers also looking for a little bit of revenge after the Heat beat them inside Gainbridge Fieldhouse about a week and a half ago. That was the game that finished 87-82 in a slugfest. But again, Pacers up three towards the tailing seconds of the third quarter. Indiana Hoosiers with a win earlier tonight, 69-55 over Kennesaw State. Give the Owls credit at Assembly Hall. Kennesaw had it tied at 27 apiece at the end of the first half. Indiana then ran away with it 48-28 in the second. Tamar Bates led the way with 19 points, season and career high for the freshman, Jalen Hood-Schifino. There is college football to talk about today. Houston beat Louisiana 23-16 in the Radiance Technologies Independence Bowl. And right now, Wake Forest up by a field goal on Missouri, 8:40 to play fourth quarter. That is the Union Home Mortgage Gasparilla Bowl. We will keep you posted on the Pacers as well as give you the NFL slate top of the hour. I'm Brendan King.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. All right, Friday nights, baby, during the winter. We're all together. I'm glad you join us. We normally talk a lot of high school basketball. There are just under 20 games going on tonight. And so this is a perfect time. It's a great time of the year to get out and go watch wrestling tournaments, swimming tournaments, basketball tournaments, boys and girls. Just go watch some tremendous – we're blessed to have tremendous events around the state at this particular time of the year. What better way to spend the holiday than to load everybody up, jump in the car, go watch one of these types of events? You know, a perfect trip is to get everybody, go to Newcastle, go to the Hall of Fame, go watch the Hall of Fame tournament, boys and the girls. It's great. I can't think of a better way to spend a day, quite honestly. So all of that. Brendan King with us, scoreboard update extraordinaire, the Secretary of Scores, the Minister of Information. All right, Mr. King, tell me about your alma mater. We talk a little bit about the Dogs. Mark Minner's going to join us a little bit later on. It is a Big East that's really, really, really good. I mean, Nova obviously not at the level they have been, but Nova's still pretty good. It's a hard league to win games, as your Bulldogs are finding out.
Well, Coach, that's all I've known of the Big East since I got here in 2013. The Big East has been a tough league to win in for a long time. But, Coach, really for the first time, at least from what I notice, there's more than 3, 4, 5 programs that are at a bit of a crossroads because Jay Wright retires, Kyle Neptune takes over, good coach. Kevin Willard leaves for Maryland, Shaheen Holloway comes in, good coach. It's going to take some time. Shaka Smart is still revitalizing that Marquette program after a couple years under Wojo that didn't go so well. You know, Greg McDermott is kind of now the veteran out west. Ed Cooley is the veteran out east at Providence, right? But there's multiple programs. Sean Miller coming back to Xavier, right? That's a program that needs to be cleaned up a little bit after a down year last year. Thad Mata with Butler trying to pick up where the Dogs left off, like with their Sweet 16 appearance in 17. So, league-wide, I think everybody is asking similar questions. It's just a matter of the pace and speed that they can repair those questions and problems at, right? So whoever figures it out first is going to have a distinct advantage, especially this year, because really, in the Big East tournament, Coach, in March in New York, I don't know if you have a clear front runner right now.
No, I don't think you do. I don't think you do. Now, for those who don't live in the Indianapolis area, this past week, you've been sitting in on one of the daily shows for our flagship station, the Fan in Indianapolis. And you and Jimmy Cook, Jimmy's been with us on the show more than once. And so you've spent a lot of time talking about the Indianapolis Colts. They've got a game Monday against the Chargers. So what's your feeling in terms of gauging the feelings of your callers? You host a call-in show, so you talk to people. Unlike how I do things, I don't talk to people. I don't talk to listeners. I talk to people. But what's the reaction of fans when they're calling in terms of the direction of this program and their confidence or lack of as it moves forward?
Confusion, Coach, because I don't know if Indianapolis Colts fans have gotten a straight answer of what the long-term plan is for a number of years now. It's been very much a Band-Aid fix type of deal because, of course, you go to the playoffs with Phillip Rivers in 2021, or 2020 that was, into 2021, and then Carson Wentz becomes your quarterback. Frank Reich was the really driving force of bringing Wentz here. Frank Reich is no longer the coach anymore. You get rid of Carson Wentz before you fire Frank Reich. And then this year, Coach, the quarterback situation, I don't need to tell you this because you know it, it's just been a flat-out mess. I mean, you tie the first game against Houston, you still find a way somehow to beat the Chiefs early in the year, but Matt Ryan gets benched midway even though he got hurt. You could have just said he was hurt, but you said he was benched. Then you said Ellinger's the starter for the rest of the season. He plays 2 games. Frank gets fired. Ryan comes back to be the starter. Now Matt Ryan's been benched again, and Nick Foles is your starter. So I don't know if there's just been a sense of honesty coming from the Colts regime of what they're actually trying to do. Because, Coach, as of yesterday, the Jaguars, for a second straight year, have eliminated the Colts from playoff contention. Because Jacksonville beat the New York Jets last night. The Colts are now done for the year with 3 games to go, and Nick Foles is your starter. So, you know, of course, Jeff Saturday, he's going to be up on that podium saying that we're trying to win, we're trying to win. Which, again, he's the head coach. His job is to win games. But really, Coach, I think everybody and their brother knows what they need, and that's to address the quarterback position from a non-Band-Aid factor anymore. So if Nick Foles goes out and wins you a couple games, that could seriously hurt your draft stock. So based on the people calling in, Coach, a lot of people just want to see things mailed in so you get the best pick possible to go out and address that quarterback position.
Yeah, there's so much. You know, again, I'm glad I don't host the show like you guys do, because it'd drive me crazy. Because you know, fans are fans. This is how they are. But you're right. And I used to teach a history of sport class at IUPUI for a number of years, so I'm big on history. And I think about this quarterback situation. No other franchise that you can think of had any kind of success of any kind having a quarterback six straight years. It just, you know, historically doesn't work. Reason why it doesn't work is it's not a great idea. And so, you know, if you pay no attention to history, you're doomed to suffer some of the same fate. And I understand, again, I'm not in the personnel business. Here's what I know how to do. I know how to win basketball games. I know how to build athletic programs. I know how to win basketball games. I consider myself an expert on that. I have the track record. I have the resume to back it up. However, I'm not a pro football personnel guy. But it's interesting to talk about. He's Brendan King, and quite frankly, he's as good as it gets at what he does. He's the man. Coming back with his top of the hour scoreboard update. Much more to come. We're going to start talking about basketball after the scoreboard update at the top of the hour with Network Indiana's Brendan King. This is Indiana Sports Talk.